Today is May the 15th, 2021. I'm Jen Widener with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library, conducting interviews for Pandemic Perspectives. Jeffersonville residents recount their lives during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. This project was made possible with a grant from the Indiana Genealogical Society. I'm here today with Aaron Harper. Aaron, what is your profession?
It is a good question that I don't really know the answer to. I kind of do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I'm a videographer. I have a natural skincare company. I work for my parents' embroidery company, and I work for Amazon and Whole Foods delivering stuff for them. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Do you remember what your first reaction was when you heard about COVID?
Well, we were in when we first heard about COVID, we were in Costa Rica. I don't know. When did COVID, like, what were the dates?
I can say, like, for the United States.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it December, January,
yeah.
Like early 2020.
Okay.
And then, like, things started happening really fast, like mid-March.
Okay. So that sounds... That makes sense, because we started traveling towards the middle, early January of 2020. So we weren't concerned about it at all, obviously, because we decided to go travel anyways. It wasn't until early March that it became a concern. We were in Panama, and we were actually on a tour with a group. And these people were from Wisconsin, and we were with a lady, a family friend of ours, Marie, and she did tours in Panama. So it was then with that group that we got concerned, because the Americans came and were really concerned about it. So didn't get really concerned until mid-March.
So did you think that it was going to hit the United States or Indiana as hard as it did?
I actually did. Being outside of the United States gave us a little bit different of a perspective. And we didn't want to come home, because it was worse in the United States than it was in Panama. So we really thought about staying, but it wasn't until we saw Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister. He looked into the camera. I felt like he spoke into my soul and was like, if you're a Canadian abroad, get home now. I looked at my husband. I showed him. I was like, he's talking to Canadians.
But we're going home.
I was like, we got to go home now.
Right. So what was that like trying to get home?
It was interesting. We got very lucky in the time frame that we did get home. When we saw that video of Justin Trudeau, Jordan said, okay, book the flight. I got online. I booked a flight. 12 hours later, we were at the airport in Panama. And 12 hours after that, we were home. So within 24 hours after deciding to come home, we were home. But the drive to the airport in Panama was crazy. They had enforced a curfew. 11 a.m. or 11 p.m. you couldn't be out. So we're in Panama City, Panama, huge city, and we're on the interstates going through the city, and there's no one. We saw like 8 cars total on the way to the airport at about 11 o'clock.
How surreal.
It was the creepiest thing in the world. We saw a few cops and then like a couple other cars. So scary. So we were nervous going to the airport, and then we show up in Fort Lauderdale, no mask, no social distancing. No one who was cooking food had mask on. It was crazy.
That's horrifying, knowing what we know now.
I was very upset. And we have a video on our YouTube channel, and you can tell I was upset.
So once you guys did get home, what was that like?
So when we got home, we thought, okay, we're going to go home. We have to quarantine because we traveled. We were in 4 international airports within 12 hours. So we quarantined, self-quarantined at the time for 14 days. And we thought, okay, we have 14 days. Hopefully the country will go into a lockdown to have the entire 14 days for the whole country. That's going to slow the curve. And then everything's going to go back to normal-ish.
So you didn't think it was going to last like past the summer?
No, we thought we would go home, and then we'd start working on our van and then travel in our Dodge ProMaster, which is what we're converting into a camper van. Yeah, we thought we'd get back out to travel pretty quickly, which is comical looking back on now.
Huh? Here we are a year and a half almost later.
Yeah.
So what has changed in your life since coming back and being in the midst of all of this craziness?
I would say it's been a lot emotionally. Psychologically, that's been a huge change. Just the unknown has been very difficult to handle. And when we came back to live with my parents, short term, which turned into a whole year pretty much. And so that was difficult to handle, just, you know, being a 30-year-old living at home.
Especially when you had planned this around the world trip and probably sold your house or whatever. And
Yeah. So we had this great vision of what our lives were going to be. 2020 was going to be one of the best years of our lives, which is hilarious to look back on now. But but something good that came out of it, I did start a small videography company, which is really cool, which brought me here today.
That's how we met.
So, you know, you got to be able to go with the flow and deal with, you know, the bad with the good. And we're all going through it together. So that's what it's brought me comfort, oddly enough.
Yeah, that we may be going through it differently, but we're all going through it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been doing videography during the pandemic. What kind of videos have you been doing?
So anything from a wedding video last year, which has gotten 6 wedding videos this year. And we've been doing stuff for the Jeffersonville Township Public Library and for the Jeffersonville Fire Department. We're hoping to do a music video for a bluegrass band. They're trying to figure out logistics.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. So we'll see if that happens or not. But, you know, just a little thing. Things just happen. Word of mouth. Facebook, you know, social media is a great tool for us. People just tag my name and I'll get in contact with people about different services.
So if the pandemic hadn't happened, you wouldn't have been doing all this really cool stuff, right? But not locally.
Exactly. It'd have been different cool stuff. The reason we had all this equipment is because we were videoing our travels and putting it on YouTube. Shameless plug, Ian, which who knows where you're going to be when this is heard, but Ian J Go Away is the name of our YouTube channel. So we just planned on making cool travel videos, and then that turned into being able to do cool things in our community with really cool people. So it's worked out.
You had COVID back in February of 2021. What was that like?
Again, that was difficult because we were at my parents and we were trying not to get them infected. So it was quite depressing because we tried to stay locked up in our room the whole time. So 2 weeks in a little square box, just it was difficult. And I think it made us feel worse than we would have because we weren't like up and about in the house.
You couldn't really move around and go out. And
so we're just laying for like one whole week straight. But as far as symptoms, it wasn't terrible for us. We definitely had all these symptoms. To this day, we're almost 3 months later, I still can't smell properly at all. And my taste isn't back 100% either because I think I can't smell, which is just really odd. I think it's gone through ebbs and flows. I thought it got better. And just recently with my skincare products, I use a ton of essential oils to scent everything. And I can't smell them properly. I'm asking my partner. I was like, does this smell bad? Like, is it off? And she's like, no, it's fine.
So that affects your business.
Yep.
How long did it take you, besides your smell, to feel somewhat normal again?
I would say from like day one when we thought we had it to the end, maybe like 3 weeks, but still like tired. Mm-hmm. If we went like on a walk or a hike or up or downstairs or something, I definitely felt it. But we got lucky, you know, just being young. But luck, I think, has a lot to do with it as well. It wasn't too bad.
What are you looking forward to most once everything is back to whatever our new normal is?
Travel.
That's what I figured you would say.
driving on the way here, we had the windows down and the wind's blowing in my hair. Beautiful day outside. And I just look at my husband and I thought, I can't wait until we're in this exact same position, but we're in the van going somewhere cool. Travel is easily the biggest one. We're hoping that we're going to use the entire year of 2022 for travel. But last time we planned that, it didn't happen. So
where's the first place you want to go?
That is a very good question. We had kind of thought about doing travel across the United States in our van. But right now we found there's an opportunity in Italy because they've been hit so hard by the pandemic that they are doing an incentive for young families abroad to bring them in. So they're paying part of people's rent to come live in their towns in hopes that they will love it and want to stay there, because these villages are just dropping off. All the kids are leaving to go to Rome to get the high paying jobs. Mm-hmm. So you can live in Italy, in Tuscany, gorgeous views, for like around $300 USD. If you get, you know, like a small enough little cute apartment. And so we're thinking about doing that. So I don't know exactly what we want to do. I need to get to Croatia ASAP. So if we lived in Italy, it's right across from Croatia. So Croatia is the answer to that question, but it may not be the immediate place
right
there.
Yeah. Okay. What did you learn about the pandemic that you continue to do, or hope that you continue to do?
You know, just basic hygiene, I think, is a huge thing. I think a lot of people haven't been as sick as normal because we are washing our hands better.
We're wearing masks.
Wear masks. And I sanitize all the time, especially with us doing our deliveries. I sanitize in between every delivery. That, and then, yeah, I think it is just like basic hygiene that we knew, but we didn't really practice.
Yeah, because I had Dr. Yazel in here from the health department. He said he had no cases of the flu this year.
That's insane.
Uh-huh. He's right. So that's proof that obviously masking does something
exactly.
for us.
Yeah, so I've kind of enjoyed the masks for the most part,
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, I think it is just basic hygiene, that, and maybe just to be appreciative of what you have when you have it. My uncle was taken from us because of COVID. So just to be thankful for who you have, what you have every single day, because you've seriously, I know it's a cliche, but it is for a reason. You don't know what you have until it's gone.
I think this has shown us that more than anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Time is sensitive, and just to wake up every day and say what you're thankful for. I started my day that way today, and that's how I want to start my day every day, just being grateful. We don't know, you know, we obviously have no control over anything. This has proven that. And so just be grateful and try to, you know, have a positive outlook, because we're not in control, and we don't know what's going to happen.
Anything else you'd like to tell us, or?
Well, it's been a very difficult year. I think everybody's dealt with mental illness in one way, shape, or form to varying degrees. And I think the biggest thing would probably be, I hope that people get help when they need it. It's like the hardest time to get help when you need it, to reach out and to literally just to book the appointment, to
yes.
make the call. So I do hope that people have seen that. I do feel like mental health's been a big topic throughout all of this, which has been great. And it's made people probably less scared to reach out for help. And I hope that continues. I think COVID's definitely brought on a big mental health wave of people taking care of themselves, I hope. I'm grateful that we got home. I haven't said this yet. When we were in Panama and we got home in those 24 hours, it was 3 days before they closed the borders down indefinitely.
So you barely made it.
We barely made it. So if we hadn't seen Justin Trudeau, we might have been stuck there for months. Our friend that I was talking about, Marie, the tour guide, she lived there. She has dual citizenship. And she was stuck for months and then ended up having to pay like $1,000 one-way ticket to Florida from Panama. That's like a 2.5-3 hour
right.
flight, I think.
It's not that far.
It's not far at all. So I think we got home for like $300 total. I think it was about $150. And that was two different flights. Well, three total, but two different, you know, mm-hmm. Reservations. I'm very grateful we made it home, because who knows what would have happened money-wise. I think all of our savings would have been gone. We'd have to live, but there'd been no way to make
right.
money.
So everything was closed.
Exactly. So I think, yeah, grateful has been the way I've been trying to get through all of this, and just trying to take time whenever I know I'm getting close to like a breaking point, going on a hike, just taking care of myself, and not putting too much pressure on the future, because who the heck knows?
I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, things look good now, but.
Exactly. So, I think just being grateful for what we have and going with the flow has been a huge thing that COVID has taught me, and I think everyone throughout this. So, I'm grateful to be here and just happy to be alive, honestly.
Well, I'm very grateful that you got to come in and share your story with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.